Hello and welcome to our weekly Shia Q&A with Rabbi Shalom Aroshlita, our Shia here at Breslev, Israel, with the Tzaddik Rabbi Shalom Aroshlita. We are very happy to be with you. For further any questions, for any answers, you know our phone number. Our phone number should appear at the bottom on the bottom banner. So too is our mail if you have any questions. 148answers@gmail.com. Please send us all your questions. We'd be happy to hear from you. And without further ado, I am passing now the microphone to the rabbi.
Shalom lachem.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you, Hashem.
No translation needed.
Yatarenu bal Am Yisrael haya katzin gadol. Ma ze katzin mu shir עמיד אלפי תלמידים מבריס תורה בישראל, בגן על ישראל. הרב הרגול יגיד, הוא יגיד קצת דבר עם הרב, שחייבים, אי אפשר לדבר מהצדיק הזה.
Unfortunately, Am Yisrael recently suffered a great loss. We had a great officer, a great minister who was protecting all of Am Yisrael, Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, who passed away. He was a great and prominent Talmid Chacham. He had thousands and thousands of students. The rabbi asked me to speak a bit, Rabbi Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, of blessed memory. Rabbi Edelstein passed away at the age of over 100 years old. He was the head of Yeshiva Sponovich, one of the most prominent and important yeshivas in the whole wide world. He was also considered to be the leader of the Haredi community, of the Litvish community here in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world. We're talking about a Yid who was purely immersed in Torah, so modest by his behavior and by his attire. Anyone who went to him, he accepted him and treated him with such love and with such respect. The last day of his life, the day that he passed away, is unbelievable. On the evening before Rabbi Edelstein passed away, he gave a shir to his students. In the morning, he davened with a minyan. He then learned with a chavrusa. And then he passed away in what's called mitas neshika, a kiss. It's as if Hashem himself came and gave him a heavenly kiss and drew his soul back to the heavenly realm. In the heavenly realm, they are happy and delighted to have such a great soul coming to join them. But here, on our earthly realm, we have lost a great minister who protected us, who helped us, who aided us, who taught us Torah. It is a great, great loss for Am Yisrael. And together with all of Am Yisrael, we here at Breslev Israel are mourning the loss of one of Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Yerachmiel Gershon ben Miriam of blessed memory.
ככה עזר ולמדו אותנו קשה מתתן שתקים כפריאלים מהחורבן מתגמיד גדש.
Our sages taught us that when tzaddikim, when righteous people pass away, it's as difficult, just like the time where the temple, when Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
פרשת שלח לך. זה איך אפשר לדבר
in this parasha Shlach Lecha, how can we speak about this parasha? Well, the parasha opens with a verse where Moshe Rabbeinu is told to send people so they can tour and spy Eretz Yisrael.
Shavragilim hazro ve amrot.
And when the spies came back and they tarnished Am Yisrael, they tarnished Eretz Yisrael, they spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael. The result was, the Gemara says, all of Am Yisrael burst out crying.
Ayotam ואני מקווים שהשנה כבר לא נבכה יותר.
And Hashem said to Am Yisrael, you cried in vain. You cried for no reason. I am going to make sure that this day I'm going to punish you, that this day you're going to cry for the next generations to come. That day was the ninth day of the month of Av, when many disasters happened all through the generations. And we are praying and hoping that this year, on the ninth day of Av, on Tisha B'Av, we will not have to cry anymore.
גם עם ישראל, גם בני ישראל בבקו, גם בני ישראל אמרו, מי יאכל לנו בשר? עכשיו כתוב משמו משה, את העם בוכה, משבור אותם, איש בלב. למה? בכלל זה לא, למה? כשהם לא מעלים את המחכים, למה?
We need to ask a question. In the Pasha, that comes before Parshas Shlach, Parshas Bahalo Yischa, it also says there that Am Yisrael were crying because they didn't know where they were going to obtain food from. And in Parshas Shlach, it also says that Am Yisrael were crying with their families. Why in Parshas Bahalo Yischa didn't Hashem say to Am Yisrael, you cried in vain, so I am going to punish you and make sure that you're going to cry for the next generations? Why did it only happen when they cried in Parshas Shlach?
ועוד כמה פעמים בחור על המים, בחור על המים, בחור.
There were more times that Am Yisrael cried. They cried for the water, they cried for the manna, they cried for many things. They made the golden calf. Very severe and harsh things. Why is this sin in Parshas Shlach, why is it different and more severe than all the other sins that Am Yisrael transgressed through the times and the generations?
אלא צריכים להגיד שעם ישראל ברוך הוא רוצים מעשר טוב. לא, לא. רוצים כל פעם ברוך הוא משהו. גם היה להם עשר הרס או עגל חשבו משה. אבל פה, כשברוך הוא אומר לעם ישראל, שארץ ישראל טובה, והאהובות, כמסיפרו עד לשני, שכשברוך הוא הבטיח את ארץ ישראל, נשמע,
What we must say is that previously when Am Yisrael were crying, they were crying out of weakness. They wanted food, they wanted onions. Even when they sinned with a calf, the golden calf, it was because of their dark side. But here, when they were crying, this is after Hashem is telling them that the land of Israel is a wonderful and good and holy land. This is after our forefathers told us all through the generations what a wonderful, blessed land is Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel.
אז מי, למי צריכים להאמין?
So who should they believe? Should they believe Hashem or should they believe the spies?
And
out of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, they spoke good things about the land of Israel. We need to learn from this about our lives. When a person has a difficult trial, he can't find his soulmate, he doesn't have a good livelihood, all the troubles and hardships that we have in this world. There is emuna, faith, and sechel, there is the mind and the wisdom behind it. According to emuna, according to faith, everything is good. But our mind is telling us, this is not good, this is not good. So we need to strengthen ourselves and hold on to emuna.
Madam, azik beemuna. Lo nasal shim lo sechel. Eza. Lo mevin klum Hashem. Kacha Hashem mosa. Toda. Hazak beemuna. Mi yode la Hashem emet. Mamash. Hazak.
If a person holds on to emuna and doesn't let his mind follow him, he says to himself, I don't understand anything, but I believe everything is for the better good. He thanks Hashem for everything that happens to him. He will see that out of every hardship, he will see salvations. Why did I compare the crying that Am Yisrael cried after they heard what the spies said about Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, to the crying that each one of us complains about his hardships? Because according to Emuna, every time we cry and complain, it is considered to be a cry in vain for no reason. I was asked, how could it be that the people of Israel, that generation of wisdom and of knowledge, how could they have fallen to such a thing? That is an excellent question. Because indeed we need to ask even a greater question.
Is
How could the people of Israel, who saw the 10 plagues, and we need to speak about each one of those plagues and elaborate and explain what incredible miracles the people of Israel saw. They saw the tearing of the Red Sea. And giving the Torah on Mount Sinai. And they saw the well of Miriam. In short, what didn't they see in that generation? They heard Hashem himself speak to them. They learnt the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. We can speak about that for several hours. The conclusion is, if a person does not work on himself, he will not change for the better good. That is the conclusion. We saw people who were close to great and incredible righteous and pious people, and nevertheless they're completely astray and off the way. If a person does not work on himself to improve himself, he will not change, irrelevant to what he sees or to where he is. If a person doesn't work on himself, he will not have domestic peace and tranquility. Every single one of us has negative traits and virtues. And if you don't work on yourself, it doesn't change. You need to learn the book, The Garden of Peace, and work on yourself to change yourself. And if you don't work, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to have domestic peace and tranquility. I told the person that asked me that question, that's an excellent question, because we learn from this question. We learn from the situation of the people of Israel in that generation, the foundations of Emuna. If you don't work on yourself, you don't change. A person with himself who's sad, who's depressed, who's morose, it is all because he is not working on himself to improve himself. The rabbi wants to know if I have questions. We have a few questions that are actually relevant for this shir. Kvod Rav, ani margish shachayim sheli mamash mamash guim. Shum davar lo olech li. Ech ani yechol lirot et hadvarim be'or chiyuvi? Rabbi, I feel that my life is very, very, very difficult. Nothing is working out for me. How can I see things in a positive light? We have many questions like this.
אמונה זה דבר שכה. על פי השכל אין שום עצה.
According to your mind, to your intellect, there's no advice.
אבל אמונה.
But only אמונה, faith. I'm asking all of you, every single one of you. Do you love your children? Certainly. Do you want to do anything bad to them? Heavens forbid.
אתה רוצה לתת להם עונש, סתם איסורים.
Do you want to give them a punishment, a hardship for no reason? For no reason whatsoever?
Absolutely.
Heavens forbid.
אתה רוצה שלהם טוב? בטח.
Do you want only good things to happen to them? Of course.
אתה רוצה לתת להם רק טוב?
You only want to give them good? And so on. Every one of you can complete what the rabbi is saying. The creator of the world is at least like you. Therefore, this is already not emunah. It's not just faith. This is already thinking logically. This is mind, knowledge, wisdom. A person needs to pray for this. Creator of the world, give me a straight and simple mind to understand this. Give me full and complete faith that you are only good. This is what is written in the Holy
Torah.
Therefore, a person has got to pray for this, to have full and complete faith. And with faith, you will see that your life is wonderful and beautiful.
Okay, well,
only in one. And like I said, on the Sabbath, I had some difficulty, some hardship. What did I do? I prayed for nearly an hour to Hashem, only give me emuna. Emuna that there's no one else except for you. Emuna that everything that you do is for the better good. And I prayed. Hashem lit the light of emuna within me and I got great and incredible happiness. And I understood new things about emuna. Every single one of you should take me as an example and learn from what I did to what you're supposed to do. Hashem granted me to learn and to teach emuna in a great extent. To write books about emuna.
Itpalati al emuna אלפי שעות.
And I prayed for Emuna for thousands of hours.
ולמרות זאת, היה לי ניסיון. עוד פעם, אתה צריך להתפלל על אמונה.
And nevertheless, I had a trial, and I had to pray again for Emuna.
אז לכן, לכן כל הזה, זה המלחמה שלנו בעולם הזה.
Therefore, each and every single one of you, each and every single one of us, this is our war, this is our battle in this world. We need to fight to hold on, to grasp onto Emuna. A person that holds on, grasps onto Emuna. Every hardship, every difficulty will turn into a salvation. That is the reality. Only hold on to Emuna. Don't let any understanding, any wisdom try and enter your mind and deter you from Emuna. Only Emuna. And say thank you.
לכן השאלה ששאל זה אתה לא תחשוב שאתה משהו לא עוזר לא גם אני מה עשיתי התפללתי על האמונה.
That's why the person that asked the question don't think that there's something wrong or odd with you. I myself, when I had a difficulty, I also prayed for Emuna.
And no
no one should think about himself, I am such a terrible person, I'm an evil person, I have no emuna. Don't think that way. Every single one of you needs to pray on a daily basis that he should have full and complete emuna. Smile. Shela nosefet, kvod harav? Another question. The rabbi speaks in the book The Garden of Peace saying that one should not make any comments to one's spouse. Why? If the spouse behaves in a wrong manner, according to my opinion, why shouldn't I comment about it? Kvod Harav omer began shalom she'asur la'ir leben hazug b'shum matzav. Lama? Im ani roeh she'ben hazug oseh mashu she'beinai hu lo nachon, lama asur li la'ir lo?
Kodem kol, lifnei se'ev daber dvarim gvoyim, kodem kol, yesh lanu
First of all, before we speak about high and elevated things, we have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah says, do not look at your friend. Do not comment to your friend when you see him that he's doing something wrong. The second thing, we have another Mishnah that says, you're always supposed to judge your friend favorably. Always. But according to Emuna, everything that happens through other people, for you, this is part of Emuna.
ככה השם עושה.
This is what Hashem wants.
אז אדם צריך להחזיק באמונה.
A person needs to hold on to אמונה.
I mean, אדם צריך להאמין שכל מה שקרה לו דרך בן האדם, ככה השם עושה.
A person needs to believe that every single thing that happened to him through other people, this is what Hashem wanted it to happen.
לכן אדם יש לו יצרה.
Therefore, a person has a dark side.
יצרה כל הזמן משדר לאדם שידורים.
The dark side is constantly transmitting a person different transmissions.
Tarasha.
You're evil.
Lo etla.
You're not successful.
Elecha takana.
You have no way to mend yourself.
Ta. Kolame. Aban ben adam azog. Aben zog shelo achav.
But if a person now hears also these things from the spouse, you're not good, you're not this, you're not that, what is he supposed to do?
The Shadam Lo Tasharon.
A person is obligated to love his spouse. If a person would only see the negative things about his spouse, he would be unable to love them. But if he only sees positive things about his spouse, he can love them. Every single person has his faults and flaws. What, you married an angel? You, did you marry a husband who's an angel?
No. בדרך כלל כל אדם יש לו דברים טובים וחיובים. לא, צריכים רק לא אותם לראות הדבר. כמו שאתה מעיר הערות, למה אתה לא מעיר הערות חיוביות?
Normally, every single person has many positive and good things about him. And a question. If you're making negative comments to your spouse, why aren't you also making positive comments and compliments?
So, Adam, Tzach, Lo Ere Shomara, Pala Ze Pli Tvila Ipshar, Ve Adai Ze, Gam Adam Be'atmo Yodea Ma'ad, לא טוב. אז אם היא לא אמרה, אם היא לא אמרה, אז אדמה, יש לו רצון להשתפר.
A person needs to see the positive things about his past, and you've also got to pray about it, because without prayer, nothing can happen. On the contrary, when you also see the negative things also about you, you pray for it, and you have the will and desire to improve yourself.
No.
That's it. It's worth your while to learn the books. To pray for these things on a daily basis. And to live a beautiful life. We have time for one more question. I'm going to ask it first of all in English and then translate it in Hebrew. Someone here is asking about the difficulties that she has with raising her children, especially with all the hardships that are in today's modern world and modern life. What should she do to have good kids? מי שכאן הרב שואל את הרב, יש להרב קשיים הרב בחינוך ילדים. היא שואלת הרב עם כל האתגרים של העולם שלנו היום, מה היא צריכה לעשות כדי שיהיו לה ילדים טובים ומחונכים?
איי, איי, איי. אנחנו מלמדים שחינוך זה הדבר הראשון, זה דוגמה אישית, דבר שני זה נתינה.
The two basic rules about educating and educating your children mostly, the first one is being a role model and a personal example, and the second one is giving to them. When we speak about being a role model, about being a person and an example, every single thing that you see that your child needs to mend, first of all, check yourself and make sure that you mend that problem. And what does it mean giving your child? What a person has, he's able to give over. If he doesn't have, can he give it over?
Adam, elo, sum kesef, yochalatet, lo.
A person doesn't have a large sum of money. Can he give over something that he doesn't have? What he has, he can give. It's the same thing with spirituality. And with good virtues.
Adam shlo emuna.
A person who has emuna can give over emuna to his children. A person who has the virtue of happiness. Every single thing, what you have, you can give over.
לכן, אדם, עשוב, מותר להגיד משהו, לא, אם אדם יש לו משהו, גם לי להגיד, הילדים מקבלים את זה.
Therefore, a person needs to think about every single thing, should he say it or should he not say it. If a person has this virtue, even without saying anything, his children will accept it. The conclusion is that the main aspect of education is working on yourself personally. That is the main aspect of working on education. It's worth your while learning the books. On education, on child education. And that is the first thing. And the second thing, like we spoke previously, if a person doesn't have self-improvement, if he doesn't work on himself, he can't change whatsoever. Therefore, a person should set himself a set time every single day for self-work, for self-improvement. And the third thing, you need to pray for your children.
Hashem Barach, הילדים האלה הם שלך, תעזור.
One should say to Hashem, Hashem, blessed be your name, these children, these are your children, help us.
אז בעזרת השם, הנך בדרך על הנכונה, יהיה אסון כולם, יהיה אלוהים ילדים טובים, וכולם יחייך לדעת.
With the help of Hashem, we will all follow the right path, and we will merit to educate our children properly, to have righteous children. Amen. Thank you very much for being with us. Until our next program, we would like to wish you Kol Tov V'Besorot Tovot.
Amen.